All right, so yeah, we have Daniel. I'm not sure, how do I pronounce your last name?
Daniel Welcher.
Daniel Welcher, okay. So Daniel Welcher, he did some very interesting work that is, I guess, unusual, because most of the emulation we see is on PCs, so this is different. And yeah, me personally, I'm very excited to see this talk, which is starting 10 minutes late, but we're going to figure it out. So, right now, so I'm going to go there.
Okay, so my talk today is called Pushing the PSP, and it's about writing two emulators for the PSP. So I wrote this with the help of one of the other main developers on this project, Zero, or Lorenzo, but he can't be with us here today, so I'm presenting on his behalf. So, a bit of background on this talk. It is mainly about Dreamcast and DS emulation on the PSP, like I said. And this was first attempted about a decade ago, around 2009. There were proof of concepts made for both consoles on the PSP, but due to the small power gap, it was quite difficult to emulate them at any good speed, and they remained proof of concepts. But today, much better tools are available, and much better understandings of all platforms involved are available as well. So we'll see how a newer team gets on. So a quick primer on what the PSP has to work with. The main CPU is called Alegrex, and it's a MIPS CPU at 333 megahertz. The GPU is a custom Sony graphics card at 166 megahertz. The resolution is about a little less than 480p. And we have 32 megabytes of RAM as our baseline, although most models have 64. We have another chip of interest called the Media Engine, which is exactly the same as the main CPU, but lacking a vector unit. That chip will become a big talking point later, because developers officially couldn't write arbitrary codes to this chip. But we can. So, we'll start with the DS, because this one is the lighter, easier machine, hopefully. So the DS is, as I said, a much lighter machine than the PSP. We're looking at an ARM chip at around 66 megahertz, and a secondary ARM chip at 33 megahertz. There's no modern-looking GPU in it, so we just have about 656 kilobytes of VRAM and 4 megabytes of RAM. So, in theory, this looks quite doable. The first efforts trying to emulate the DS on PSP were by a developer called Yoshihiro, back in 2009, who ported an old build of Desmume, which many of you may know as a popular Nintendo DS emulator, to the PSP. It booted a lot of games, but as you can see from the frames per second counter in the top, it did not run very well.